Hello and welcome to the Florida CPA Today podcast with Mia Thomas, former chair of the FICPA and current director of learning curriculum development for the FICPA. And now it's time to hear from your host, Mia Thomas.
Thank you for joining us on today's podcast. Today we will talk about problem solving. With me, I have Steve Morrison, a CPA. And Steve, tell us a little bit about yourself.
Well, hi, Mia. Thanks for having me here. Well, I'm a partner at Cohn Resnick, and Cohn Resnick is a full-service CPA firm about 3,000 strong across 25 offices. And as a side note, we're actually celebrating our 100th anniversary this year.
Woohoo! That's a centennial.
Correct.
Yeah, and congratulations.
Thank you. And as far as myself, I'm a partner in National Assurance, and I'm the head of our audit quality group. So overall in audit quality, we focus on facilitating high-quality assurance engagements through firm methodology. We consider current and developing standards and practice, including technology developments, and through active consultations with firm personnel on complex accounting and auditing issues. So in short, every day is different and brings with it new challenges.
Well, Stephen, I love listening to you when you're teaching our conferences and our seminars. And one of the topics that really caught my eye was problem solving. And I know problem solving can apply to multiple subjects, but in our world of CPAs, problem solving is either accounting or assurance. So can you tell our listeners about both of those?
Absolutely. So a lot of times issues come up, as you know, during an audit engagement, or if you happen to be in industry and you happen to be going through a particular set of issues. And so what I always tell people is take a step back and say, first, what kind of issue is it? Is it an accounting issue or is it an assurance type issue? And when I say an accounting issue, basically in colloquial terms, I say, how do the numbers and the disclosures get on the page? So is a transaction capitalized or expensed? Is something shown as current or non-current? Is it a significant disclosure and what's disclosed, etc.? And then from an assurance standpoint or ATTEST standpoint, basically that would be, well, what's the practitioner going to do? So is the auditor going to be confirming, observing, inquiring, vouching a set of transaction? And once you know that, generally you can go to, well, then once I know what type of issue I have, well, what's the set of standards that govern this? So going back to an accounting issue, if it's something like, you know what, I want to know, do I capitalize this transaction or does this get expensed or is it something that's capitalized and amortized and so forth? I'd say, well, who's the standard setter for that? And if it's, we're here in the United States, so a significant amount of that will be U.S. GAAP. And then say, all right, who is the standard setter? Well, for U.S. GAAP, it's going to be the FASB, and in some cases, the SEC.
Do we have checklists for identifying these accounting problems and assurance problems?
I think, yes, that a checklist can be put together. I think a lot of firms use off-the-shelf methodologies, or they have developed their own, or some kind of hybrid between the two. But I think this is an important thing that it needs to be ingrained in the staff through partner level, just in terms of a thought process, because you don't necessarily need a checklist for that first part is, what kind of an issue is this? Is this an accounting or an assurance type issue? Because once you know that, then I don't want to say it's easy, but it certainly helps get you on the right path to where do I go next in order to go look and make good use of the checklists and programs and research materials that you have on hand.
So true. So now tell us a little bit about the assurance problem.
Well, from an assurance standpoint, it would basically be say, well, I've decided that it's going to be an assurance type issue, or I've determined, I should say, that it is an assurance type issue, and say, well, what level of service am I performing? Am I performing an audit? Am I performing a review? Am I performing a compilation or some type of attestation engagement? And then from there, let's say that's an audit. Well, then if it's an audit, auditing standards, and assuming it's a private company audit, are promulgated by the AICPA's Auditing Standards Board. And from there, you can go take a look at the list of the codified areas of the AICPA auditing codification, and then I could find what I'm looking for. Let's say I have a question about confirmations. Well, I would specifically go to the codification section on confirmations. Or let's say I had a question on what is it that I need to do in terms of inventory and inventory observation. Or, you know what, this entity has a going concern issue potentially, and you know what, I need to know my responsibilities on there. I would go to AUC 570 and take a look and say, oh, you know what, I think I'm gonna need a third party verification letter in order to get comfortable with a certain assertion. What are the requirements in regards to this? And you could find them there.
Right, so I know we've talked a little bit about the CPA practitioner that's doing this audit or attestation work. How can a company within the organization help get themselves prepared?
I think that's a very interesting and an excellent point to go ahead and bring up, because I think for those in industry, you might say, well, I'm only worried about the accounting side of the house because I'm responsible for the books and records of this particular organization. I think it's important also for those in industry to consider auditing standards as well, because it helps the organization get ready for their upcoming audit. Though I don't know if necessarily it's the best way just to wait for the PBC list or the prepared by client list to come from the auditor. Auditing standards are written in a principles-based manner. And they're, to be honest with you, generally speaking, they're not very long as well. So think about this, an auditor might be asking for something, and certainly the organization can go ahead and say, well, here it is, but sometimes it's very hard to get that information, or sometimes it could be time consuming. If those in an organization understand the overall objective of the auditor, because maybe those in the organization have read the new auditing standard or an existing auditing standard and says, look, I understand your objective is this, you're asking for X. Getting X is very problematic. I took a look at the standard, and you know what? I'm thinking that I could give you Y and Z here, and it would still meet the same objective and in a much quicker amount of time. And it would save me a lot of time and effort, and by extension, the auditor a lot of effort.
Wow, yeah, that's so true. And it's probably good to have that open communication that you can have an alternative to the conclusion.
Absolutely, absolutely. So serving as a line partner myself, through staff, through partner, having that dialogue, it can be very important,
super important,
not only
yeah.
to efficiency, but also just to fulfilling all your objectives. And so basically, it might I tend to think these things are best worded as, this is what I'm asking for, this is why I'm asking for it, and explained kind of the background of the standard. And the more conversant those in the organization are, because at the end of the day, when you break this down, it's generally not extremely complicated. Does the asset exist? Is this liability complete? Does this liability exist? What is the valuation of this particular asset? It's not overly complex, the big picture of there. And the more we can look at it in that perspective, I think contributes greatly to efficiency on both sides.
Thank you, Stephen, for being with us today and sharing with our listeners about problem solving for accounting problems and assurance problems. How can our listeners get in touch with you?
Well, people can reach out to me in a variety of ways. You can reach out to me on LinkedIn.
I love watching you on LinkedIn and following you.
Stephen Morrison, CPA, and I'll be one of the first results there. Or you can reach out to me direct via email, which is stephen.morrison@cohnresnick. That's Stephen with a V. Morrison, 2 R's, 1 S, and CohnReznick. And I just wanted to say that the views expressed right now are my own at this time and not necessarily those of Cohn-Resnick, the AICPA, or the FICPA. Thank you very much for having me.
Oh, yes, it's our pleasure. And thank you, Stephen. You can find out more about other resources that we have on our website at www.org or calling our office at 850-224-2727. We have great resources. We have continuing education programs all the way from conferences, which you can hear people like Stephen speak at them. We have seminars, we have online, and we have on-demand sessions. So until next time, keep smiling.
Continue the conversation with the Florida Institute of Certified Public Accountants. Become a member and follow us on social media for today's trends and hot topics.